Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Wall Street Breakfast, your daily source of market news and analysis. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher.
Good morning. Today is Saturday, March 28th, and I'm your host, Steve Brown. Wall Street Breakfast is brought to you by Seeking Alpha Premium. Unlock the power of Seeking Alpha through our articles, data, and advanced tools. Try it today at seekingalpha.com/premium. Here's what moved markets this week. Stocks closed near session lows Friday after an afternoon push fizzled, giving back some of the strong gains from the previous 3 days and capping off another volatile week of trading. Stocks started lower but trimmed losses amid quarterly rebalancing activity and the House's passage of the $2 trillion coronavirus rescue package without undue delay, but a late downturn coincided with the news that the Fed would reduce its daily pace of Treasury bond buying to $60 billion starting next week. The major averages still posted big gains for the week, with the Dow soaring 12.8% for its biggest one-week gain since 1938, the S&P jumping 10.3%, and the Nasdaq rising 9%. At the beginning of the month, there were roughly 100 confirmed COVID-19 cases in the U.S., but now there are more confirmed cases than both China and Italy, making it the country with the biggest outbreak in the world. As testing ramps up, there are also efforts to reopen the economy, with President Trump hearing recommendations from the White House Coronavirus Task Force this weekend. Plans include classifying counties by low, medium, and high risk levels, though state governors will have the ultimate say on whether to relax stay-at-home orders and business closures. As GM accelerated Project V to build ventilators in Indiana, Tesla reopened its solar panel factory in Buffalo, New York to produce ventilators that are in short supply. Medtronic is partnering with the EV maker on the effort, adding that open sourcing one of its lower-end ventilators can be an intermediary step in critical care. According to the New York Times, there are about 160,000 ventilators in the U.S. and another 12,700 in the National Strategic Supply. Amid a boost from its digital business and growth in North America, Nike reported quarterly earnings and sales that topped analyst expectations after the bell on Tuesday, sending shares up 10% after hours. The company also noted that it will follow a playbook established by the company in China as it looks to recover its business in other parts of the world. Nearly 80% of its stores in Greater China are now open, and digital sales in the country are approaching triple-digit growth. The Fed's balance sheet exploded by more than $500 billion during the week, roughly twice the pace of the next largest weekly expansion during the global financial crisis. Total assets held by the central bank topped $5 trillion for the first time, as it attempts to keep credit flowing to all corners of the market, including treasuries, commercial paper, and municipal bonds. In an interview aired on the Today Show, Jerome Powell said there was essentially no limit to the Fed's emergency lending ability and doesn't see inflation resulting from current policies. Yields on both the one-month and three-month Treasury bills fell below zero on Wednesday, marking the first time that happened since 2015, when both bills briefly flashed red and yields fell to minus 0.002%. However, the fresh readings were well below those, and came just a week and a half after the Fed cut its benchmark rate to near zero. Japan and large swaths of Europe have had negative-yielding debt for some time now. In Germany, all government fixed-income instruments except the 30-year bond carry rates below zero. IBM disclosed a collaboration with the White House Office of Science and Technology Policy and the Department of Energy to launch the COVID-19 High Performance Computing Consortium. 16 systems with more than 330 petaflops, 775,000 CPU cores, 34,000 GPUs, and counting will be provided to develop predictive models to analyze the coronavirus progression and identify potential treatments. Researchers from around the world can submit proposals, and the consortium will select the projects that could have the most immediate impact. Are chloroquine and hydroxychloroquine effective against COVID-19? It's not yet known, but Oracle began a collaboration with the White House on creating a data repository for clinical trials. Two senior administration officials familiar with the matter said the online platform could gather data from physicians who prescribe the malaria drugs and track patient symptoms. Planners have also discussed using it to mail the treatments to patients involved in the trial. A sharp rally on Thursday saw the Dow climb for a third straight session, recording a 21% surge that put the index back in bull territory. Others argue that the term bull can only be applied after notching a new high or can only be identified long after the event. Market participants appeared hopeful about the House's expected approval of a $2 trillion coronavirus relief bill and brushed off, along with Steven Mnuchin, weekly unemployment claims that soared to a record 3.28 million. Retailers attempted to fill a void as hospitals and healthcare facilities throughout the U.S. experienced shortages of personal protective equipment. Gap, HanesBrands, Ralph Lauren, and Canada Goose all shifted production lines from making apparel to manufacturing face masks, scrubs, and gowns, as well as utilizing connections in their supply chains. Other companies like Target, Lowe's, and Home Depot are redirecting supply to frontline healthcare workers. The SEC suspended trading in the largely defunct Zoom Technologies, once a distributor of wireless products, after widespread confusion with the popular video conferencing company Zoom Video Communications, which has seen a sharp rise in usage and stock price amid the COVID-19 pandemic. The suspension lasts until April 8th, hopefully giving everyone enough time to learn who's who. Over the past 3 months, Zoom Video Communications has risen 109%, while Zoom Technologies went from $1.26 to an intraday high of $60 last Friday. Wall Street Breakfast is brought to you by Seeking Alpha Premium. Unlock the power of Seeking Alpha at seekingalpha.com/premium. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please be sure to rate and review it below. Your feedback is deeply appreciated.
That concludes today's Wall Street Breakfast. Thank you for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to seekingalpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Behind the Idea, Essay for FAs, Let's Talk ETFs, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Marketplace Roundtable on those platforms as well. Have a great day.